Welcome back to Insanely Chill, guys. I'm sorry that this episode is one day late, but I don't have an excuse. It's just a day late, and I'm sorry. Today on the podcast, my guests are Aries and Ramzoid, two musicians, producers, real dope dudes. I first got into their shit on YouTube about 6 months ago when I started fucking around with production and with making my own music. I got obsessed with producer videos on YouTube, and this involves basically, you know, talented producers starting with an idea or a concept or a remix they want to do and creating it from the ground up and filming it and editing it. And a lot of these dudes are so talented they can just do it in like, you know, 20 minutes or whatever, and it's nothing for them and ends up being a super dope track. And just by watching these videos, I've learned so much about what it takes to make music. I've seen a lot of famous producers nowadays that say in interviews and stuff that they learned everything that they know from YouTube. And I definitely see how that could be true now. So Aries and Ramzoid both post these kind of videos, and it's not even really supposed to be that educational. It's more for entertainment, but, you know, me just, I don't know, just knowing, seeing how they manipulate sounds and I guess structure a track is not only inspiring, but also has taught me a ton. So I remember, like, you know, I think back in December, I was watching one of Ramzoid's videos. I'm like, I'm going to hit this dude up. So I hit him up on Twitter. I was like, yo, dude, love your vids. He hit me back and he was like, yo, thanks so much, man. I really appreciate it. And then I got in touch with Aries as well. And I think in regards, maybe it was about his new song or something. He just had a song come out recently on Spotify, I think like this year in January or something, and it's already at 1.5 million streams or something. It's called Carousel. Great song. Ramzoid has a bunch of great music on his SoundCloud as well. So definitely check them both out on YouTube, Spotify, SoundCloud. And this interview is great. We just talk about production stuff, but we also talk about, you know, just stuff in general, the creative process, you know, what it's like to, I guess, try and make it in this field, in this industry. So enjoy the episode, guys. And, you know, hopefully next week's episode will be on time, but, you know, who fucking knows? You know what I'm saying? Okay. Enjoy.
Here we are.
All right. We're rolling.
Do I got to talk like super close to it? Or
what?
Do I got to talk like super close?
Yeah. Here, just pull it towards you.
For sure.
Good idea. Yeah. And you can adjust this shit too. Yeah. If it's uncomfortable.
Check.
These are like the cheapest Chinese stands ever. They were like $3.
I mean, whatever works.
Exactly.
So welcome back to the podcast, everyone. Today we have two of my inspirations. You guys have taught me probably the most out of anyone on any subject on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I like about I'm it honored. Like 6 months ago got like obsessed with producer videos. Nice. And like watching you guys like build tracks from the ground up. Like it's just like to me is like the coolest fucking thing ever.
Damn.
And definitely has taught me the most. So we have Aries and Ramzoid here.
What's
today
up, guys?
On the podcast. Musicians, artists, producers.
Yeah.
How's it going?
We're chilling, man. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah,
thanks for coming.
It's going
appreciate
great.
It was cool to get you guys both on here.
Yeah.
Totally.
Good timing.
I know, yeah.
I'm going to I'm going to be out of town like the next couple of days, and they had to like make time for me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're from, where are you from again? I know we just talked about this, but let's just do it again.
I'm from Orange County, born in Kansas. Yeah, that's where I'm going tomorrow and the next couple of days, Kansas. But yeah, I grew up kind of just in Orange County.
Okay.
So yeah.
Yeah, and I'm from Prince Edward Island, Canada. It's like the far east coast of Canada. Not many people know where it is, but Cody actually knew because he's
I've
a fellow Canadian
before.
And he's been there.
I've been there.
Amazing.
I'm trying to remember if anything cool happened while we were there. Yeah. I just remember being like, this looks like it's crazy. Just, it feels like you're on Mars.
Yeah.
For some reason. I don't know why. It's just like,
I mean, to me, it's just like normal, but it's definitely super small and there's like nothing there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what, so how did you get, like, have you been producing for a long time?
Yeah, I've been producing since I was like 12 and I'm 20 now.
Yeah.
I mean, not seriously, but like I picked up producing, I guess, when I was like 12, probably. I was super into like gaming montages and they all used like Skrillex and Deadmau5, like crazy dubstep music. So I was super into that for a while. And, I was into editing videos. Like, editing trick shots and like Call of Duty montages and shit. So, yeah, I was into editing.
That's such like a 12-year-old
totally
like genre of, well, actually maybe not, but I feel like a lot of 12-year-olds are super sure into that shit.
Especially back then.
I was so into like Call of Duty and shit when I was around
just
that age.
Like that whole Xbox like gamer scene on YouTube and
like
stuff.
Like a quick scoper and
stuff. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like exactly. 360, yeah, no scope, quick scope trick shots. But I sucked at editing and everyone was using like crazy dubstep music. So I was like, damn, I want to learn how to make this. So I started searching up tutorials and shit. And then.
So you wanted to make it so you could put it in your. In your no scope montages.
Yeah, I wanted like, pretty much.
I want to score my own no scope montages.
Yeah, or like no one wanted me to edit their videos because I sucked. So I wanted like some way to be in the community, I guess. And okay. I was like, maybe I can make music and get decent at it. But even that, I feel like I didn't make anything that anyone listened to for probably 5 years after I started messing around with that. Yeah. Like I only started taking it seriously a year or two ago.
Really?
I would say, yeah.
What made you take it seriously? Like, was there a moment where you're like, all right, people are actually fucking with this. I'm actually good.
Yeah. I would just post all my tracks on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
And I started getting a little bit of a fan base. Like my tracks still sucked, but I just spammed like every song I made on SoundCloud.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like, feels like the only way to like in the begin, like it's like how, it's an interesting thing. How do you build an audience from zero?
Yeah, exactly.
On whatever platform you're on.
It's like throwing shit at the wall.
Yeah,
basically. Totally. Yeah.
And you see the, you know, you see now the spam comments all over every single platform and you're like, who the fuck would do this? And
yeah,
you're like,
exactly.
Wait a minute. If I was starting from zero, there's really no other way.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I even remember going on Skrillex music videos and posting my songs being like, yo, I'm 13. Like, check out my crazy dubstep mix.
We've all done that. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah.
That's nuts, man. And so were you making shit like often for 5 years?
Yeah, like for the first couple years, not very often. Mm-hmm. Like I'm pretty sure after I first discovered that you could make music, I like gave up for a few months. Like I couldn't get a sound out of the program.
Yeah, dude. I feel like it's such an intimidating thing.
Yeah, totally.
Such like a steep learning curve.
It's just like a wall of buttons and random things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But yeah, after a little bit, it started to pick up, I guess. Like, after I started to know what I was doing, it got more fun because I could just go in and, like, start to make what I was hearing in my head, I guess.
Yeah.
And, like, after you get to that point, I feel like it becomes
a lot easier.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It becomes more of a creative thing than, like, a technical thing,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how about you? When did you start?
So, I started, like, actually making my own music, like producing, that was like early high school.
Okay.
So yeah, I kind of,
like, sorry, how old are you?
I'm 19.
Okay. Yeah. What? You're 19?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What?
Aren't you older than me?
Yeah. I just turned 20. I just turned 20 in January. Yeah.
God damn. That's insane.
You're almost 20, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, I started early high school and, I didn't know how to play any instruments, so I was like pretty discouraged. And I took like piano when I was like a little kid, but I hated that shit.
Yeah.
But I've always been like really into like rock music, and I'm like, damn, I always wanted to like, you know, perform and stuff. And I kind of started like rapping. It was like at a time when I smoked a lot of weed, mm-hmm. so we'd go and just, you know, smoke and then freestyle just in the gutters with my friends. It was like middle school shit.
Okay.
I stopped smoking because I used to get really like panicky, and like that kind of like. That isolated me in my room, mm-hmm. like for just, you know, which is could be a good and a bad thing, I guess. Good for making music, bad for other things. But that kind of just led me to my start and just paved the way of making music. And I just fucked around for like the first 4 years, basically all of high school. Came out of high school, went to college for like 2 months, dropped out. Had a lot of arguments with my parents. It's okay, though. Seemed to work out. And I had this like game plan in my mind that like, yeah, it's going to work.
Yeah.
Even though I had absolutely no plan. I
was really?
Just like, yeah.
So were you like, in terms of music theory, were you like, you didn't know anything?
Nothing.
Really?
Absolutely nothing.
I still don't. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, when you're like, usually when you're like, all right, I'm going to set out to find some chords, you usually find them pretty fast. Or is that just like an editing trick?
No, I mean, I do find them pretty fast. But like, I've like trained my ears to just do that kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So, like, cause you like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I don't really know much music theory either.
You just kind of like know what sounds right. There's like certain notes that just don't fit with each other.
Yeah. I mostly mean like you find a chord and you're like, all right, this one sounds good.
Yeah.
In order to like develop a chord progression, I feel like quickly.
Yeah.
Like usually it takes me a while to find the next one. Cause I'm like, it's like a formula. It's like, all right, I'm going to go up three, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I don't
know. I know.
I feel like
mean.
It's almost just a practice thing.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the time I'll start with a bass line and then sort of start building chords on top of it just because like certain notes don't sound right with certain bass notes, you know,
yeah.
like when you stack them up. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It's just through like experimentation, you get fast at it.
Hmm. Yeah.
Especially through making videos, I find you like learn to do it really fast.
Yeah, I feel. Yeah, honestly, I feel like that's like helped us. But usually I'll find like the scale of like whatever the song is in. So like whatever notes you can play with it and what you can't,
mm-hmm.
and then you kind of just like find the notes within that scale that you could play chords.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Yeah, gotcha. Like, I Google that shit a lot. I'm like, all right. Yeah. Like A minor chords, and then I'll just
totally.
There's like that image on Google Images of like the piano with the marked keys, and I'll just fucking
exactly.
That's really funny. Do you guys? So yeah, I wanted like it's interesting because you guys are both successful as like artists right now. Like you know, you got a fucking hit song on Spotify now. You're touring.
Yeah.
Do you think like being like a YouTube producer, teaching other people how to make music, has that helped your own careers?
For sure.
In what ways?
Yeah. It's
you go first. Okay. I'll cut you off.
No, it's cool. I feel like it's almost just accelerated it a lot. Like it's almost just a way for people to find your music easier kind of. Yeah. So like when I go into making YouTube videos, I don't necessarily set out for it to be like a tutorial per se.
Yeah.
Like I almost just try to edit it as something that can be entertaining for anyone. So like if someone's looking up Lil Pump, then if they randomly come across my video, it's not like super technical, like only for producers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I've found, cause there's lots of people who just do tutorials and it's like a 30-minute like Ableton session with their face cam in the corner. You know?
Right.
So I've found taking that approach has helped my career a lot more, I think. Cause it's almost just
more universal.
Exactly. Like it's accessible for like everybody, anyone kind of. Yeah.
There is like a downside to that though. And we would talk about that quite a bit. It's just like we got a lot of this like so if you look up like Ramzoid, let's say on YouTube, it'll be like Ramzoid Lil Pump is like one of the first results.
Okay.
And it's like we're kind of gaining our popularity in a sense just off like using bigger artist names.
Yeah.
Which in like in a way that's kind of just like, it kind of hurts like the artistry, you know, a little bit. But it's like cool because just, people are finding our like own music.
Yeah.
And that's helping like, that's how I got like my SoundCloud following, my Spotify following.
Yeah.
It's because of the YouTube.
I don't really feel like there's truly any like genuine way you can like make it right now as an artist without doing that sort of shit.
It's a whole different environment now.
Yeah. I mean, it's so saturated with, there's a million people. Making music right now.
There's like no right people. Or wrong way, honestly.
Yeah, exactly. You got to get, you got to get, you know, ears however you can, I guess. Yeah.
Totally. It's like a new path, I guess.
Yeah.
But.
And I guess, you're right. Your videos are more entertaining than they are. Like, it's really fun to watch someone make a song from the ground up and it's not technical. But if you know what to look for, it can be technical.
Totally.
Like, I'm watching when you're like EQing and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And like, that's why I've learned so much from them, and also just like workflow. I guess for me, like the blank page like scares me the most.
Oh yeah,
I'm like where, and for music especially, because it's like you need to start with something.
Yeah,
and it can't just be like, you know, it's like you put your hands on the keys, play a bunch of random notes, and you're like, fuck this. This is like the most. It's how am I gonna make this sound like something?
Totally. Good. I mean, even for me, a lot of the time, that's like my starting point. It's intimidating for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. So tell me about Carousel.
So Carousel. I actually wanted to put that song out back in like November, and I had like kind of like the rough draft for it, but I waited like a couple more months because I had this guy from the UK who like reached out to me. He's said like, yo, let me do this like trial period with you where I could like help get your song into some playlists on Spotify. He has like connects on there. And back around November, I kind of wasn't like sure. I was just like, it had been like a month since I've been off social media, and I just dropped like a song with my friends that didn't really do too well. And then waited a couple months later, January came, and then I was like, all right, it's time for this song. And the proof was in the pudding. It really did get in like all those Spotify playlists. It got in a New Music Friday the day after it came out, which is like one of the biggest Spotify.
And it was like right at the top too.
Yeah, I was like above Jennifer Lopez and like Justin Timberlake.
So do you know who it was that, like, did this guy that reach out, he was the one that put
your song
on the playlist? Or he just is in contact?
Okay. Yeah, he pitched it to a lot. But actually, one of the things I did find out about New Music Friday, that it might not have been him. There's, I don't know if you're familiar with Hilly Dilly. It's like a, it's like a music blog. And they actually reached out to me and said, yo, like, I was the one that got you into New Music Friday specifically, because they're like homies with the curator. I'm like, oh shit. So, but yeah.
So like, you can just send like a few thousand dollars to this address, please.
Yeah, no, honestly.
I always want to do that. So,
but yeah, it peaked at number 10 in the US viral, like top 50.
That's crazy. Damn.
So, yeah. That was pretty crazy too. And shout out to Demi Lovato. She has me on her tour playlist.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Nice. Demi, if you're watching this, shout out to you.
Feel free to DM me.
Feel free to DM me.
But yeah.
That's crazy. So what was that like? Like having like a hit song on Spotify? I mean, what's it at now? How many streams?
I think almost 1.5 mil.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
How many is it getting a day?
A little over 20,000, I think. Okay. So yeah, just right now it's kind of like steadied out.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so amazing though.
Yeah. That was mind blowing. Like just seeing that, I'm like, damn, I made this like in my bedroom.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like we all would come to that like little realization every now and then, just like, oh shit, I made this in my bedroom.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's always so cool. It's like humbling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So what's it like, anything coming from this? Like, is your dream to like play shows and stuff like that? And
Yeah.
Like, so is that like coming to fruition now? I feel like to have a song with 1.5 million streams, there's not like percentage wise, there's not that many on Spotify that.
Yeah. There's tons of options now. Yeah. I could say like way more options to, you know, choose from. I still want to just kind of like keep doing this. You know, because it's really early, and like you obviously get like a lot of phone calls and stuff with like A&Rs right after you get a song that's like, you know, big like that.
What does A&R stand for?
I actually have no clue. I think it's artist and repertoire
or artist relations.
Yeah.
Okay.
At like a label. I always forget.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's like the person who works with artists at a label to like curate talent and stuff.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So like if a label was looking for a feature on like some big dude's record, then the A&R will go out like looking for different people.
Okay.
And like, that's just an example of what they do, I guess.
Yeah. Gotcha. And you had A&Rs like reaching out to you?
Yeah. Just from like multiple labels.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah. I mean, I still don't have like someone technically managing me.
Yeah.
So I'd be taking like all these calls. Like I had to mark them in my reminders and stuff. And it'd get kind of annoying because some of them were like really good, you know, at like, you know, marketing themselves as like a label. Some of them were terrible. It'd be like interns that were just like, like, hey, I heard Carousel.
It's dope.
It's dope.
Just want to say what's good.
Yeah, no, like I'd get
don't
people
know anything
asking
about you, but will you sign?
I'd get people asking like if I wanted to write for other artists and like, I'm like the low, and I'm like, what do you mean on the low? Like, yeah, like on,
they would say that.
Yeah,
that is like a like some technical term. Well, technically, we say on the low. It's a music industry term.
It's just bizarre, and so like beats and stuff.
So. Okay, I guess all that shit comes with being a producer. You can do anything,
definitely,
right?
Yeah,
you can write hooks. You could fucking produce songs. You could, you know, make beats for rappers, shit like that.
So, yeah, totally. Yeah.
It's interesting. Like a lot of people. I mean, like I guess like big ass DJs and stuff like that. A lot of them just don't even make their own shit. It's just, they're just touring all the time and they have ghost producers that are making their shit for them.
Exactly. Yeah.
And they might have not even, they might not have even started as producers. Like, I don't think Steve Aoki has ever produced a song before.
that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Crazy. Like, it's just, he's just, and it's, it, but I feel like learning how to, like, I don't know. I feel like it's very beneficial, like learning how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what attracted you to producing rather than just like, for you, I guess, like just singing or like trying to be like just an artist that way. Do you know what I mean?
Just like making my own beats or
I mean, like, you know, some people are you know, or like succeed as singers just because they yeah. find beats and they sing over stuff and they yeah. have other artists produce for them. Like that's a route you could have taken probably. Yeah.
So I don't think I'm that good at like singing or like, you know, any type of like vocal stuff. But when I'm able to make like the beat under it, I guess it kind of like meshes better. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to explain it really, but like if I were to just take a beat from YouTube and kind of just go over it without having like my say and like the beat, I guess,
yeah.
or just like the instrumentation.
Yeah.
It's just harder for me.
Yeah.
So like, I guess like I just try to shoot for like the ending picture, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense.
No, that makes perfect
like
sense.
Like the beat yeah. becomes part of your style too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
No, that's the, yeah. So
yeah.
There's like certain melodies I'll leave out of the beat that I would initially put in to
yeah.
leave from my voice.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Okay.
Like certain, like,
yeah.
You know, it's like that yeah. type of stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. I guess so. The only way is to have like end-to-end control to like yeah. to truly like have mm-hmm. Your own sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
So when did things start like popping for you? Like when, what happened? Like how, you're on tour with Grammatic right now. Is that,
Autograph, or you were, but okay. I've played a few shows with Grammatic too.
I used to be so into that.
Really?
Dude. Yeah. Like
nice.
2013.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was a big Grammatic fan.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I've been doing the music thing, like just posting my shit on SoundCloud
yeah.
and like having Spotify releases here and there for a couple years now, like 2 or 3 years, I would say, but nothing's really popped off like that much.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started playing around with the YouTube thing probably like 3/4 of a year ago, I would say, like 9 months-ish. And I just started with like a couple random videos. Like I did one remaking some song, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the other ones, but
did you have somebody you watched like that inspired you to start
yeah,
doing that?
Yeah, I found a couple people. You were actually one of them, I think. You were at like 2,000 subscribers or something.
Yeah.
And like a few other people. And I was like, damn, this is cool because everyone was like getting more exposure from it at the time, even mm-hmm. though it wasn't much, but I could sort of see the potential there, I think. Yeah. And each one of my videos that I posted, the first one might have got like 100 views. The second one might have got like 500, then like 1,000 or something like that. So I was like, okay, what'll happen if I keep going with this? So then I just tried to be like sort of consistent with it
mm-hmm.
and posting like popular topics and stuff like that. And then, yeah, I just kept growing it from there over the past few months, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Or like the past few months have been hard because I've been on tour and stuff. And it's hard to like make videos when you're on an airplane every day.
Yeah.
But where am I? I'm like...
yeah, I mean, yeah. And how did you find, like, how did your manager...
Yeah, okay,
like,
so...
Like find you and shit like that. You have management. Are you like signed to a label now?
I'm signed in like... just for a few songs.
Okay.
So I'm sort of working that out right now. But yeah, I have management and booking agents.
Okay.
So probably like 2 years ago, I started this little collective thing with a few friends called mm-hmm. Soda Island. It was just like a group chat on Facebook
uh-huh.
and we were all into making music and we were all friends and we decided to start this like sort of collective project together where we just release music, almost like a label, but... Mm-hmm. just like no real official stuff to it, just posting it on SoundCloud.
Okay.
And it was called Soda Island. And my current manager, Luke, shout out to Luke, hit us up.
Shout out to Demi Lovato. Yeah, shout out to Luke.
Shout out to Andrew too, my cousin. He loves you.
No way, really?
Yeah.
Hey.
Shout He's the one you, who Andrew. Got me into you, actually.
No way.
Yeah.
That's funny.
He's like obsessed with your videos.
No way. Really?
Yeah.
Did you know of me before I DM'd you? Had you been watching
yeah.
my videos? Really?
Yeah.
That's
I, like,
crazy.
I freaked out when you DM'd
no
me.
No way. Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's really funny.
I was at this like Christmas party and all my
party.
Friends.
I love, yeah. I love your accent, dude. Party.
Really?
Yeah. Past it.
You're ours. That's where it like truly
really?
Comes out. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
But sorry, you're at a Christmas party.
Yeah. I was at a Christmas party and... of like a bunch of my friends were there that also watch your videos.
Okay.
And I like showed them and everyone started freaking out.
No way.
Really
man,
yeah,
really
that's
popular
funny.
With the females too.
Really?
Yeah. Every single one of my friends that are like into you are all females. And like, what? Like,
what?
You know,
really?
Cody Ko? Yeah.
Damn.
So, yeah.
Shout out to them as well. Yeah. That's crazy. So what were we fucking just talking about?
Management. Oh, yeah. Okay. Right. So Luke like emailed us probably 10 times and we didn't know what we were doing. And we like never checked our email. And then we saw there were like a million messages from this guy who it seemed like sort of official.
Yeah.
So we let him like hop on a Skype call with us and he like told us whatever he was up to. And we were like, damn, this is actually legit. So
it's funny that initial, like when someone reaches out and they're like, I want to be your manager. You're like,
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking right. You're trying to take me for everything I have. Like, this is a scam for sure.
Yeah. And we were all like 15 to 17 and had never like heard about anything in the music industry before. So we were like, okay, this is a scam. Like, but maybe we should just hop on and like let him talk to us for a minute. Mm-hmm. And it turned out to be pretty legit. And I've been with him for the past few years. Just like putting up music, doing shows here and there.
How big of a following did you have back then?
Maybe like 10 to 20K on SoundCloud.
Oh, what? That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, like before YouTube, it was a really like slow climb, I would say.
Yeah.
Like I was growing sort of steadily, but it was really slow.
Mm-hmm. And how often were you putting out new tracks?
Like probably every month or so.
Okay.
I would say like fairly frequently.
Yeah.
And I had sort of a fan base. But it was super niche, I would say. Like, it was just in this little electronic world
right,
kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Were you playing shows like locally or anything?
Not really. I was never really into the local thing.
Yeah.
There's like a tiny scene in PEI, but it's almost more like indie rock and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I played a couple shows like randomly, but they're all like super small and random. But, yeah, then I started playing more shows, came to LA a few times, like hopped in some sessions and stuff. I did some random production work for other people too.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've produced some tracks, remixes.
Yeah.
Done a bunch of remixes. And now I'm trying to switch things up a little bit right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cause I've never really considered doing vocals or like any of that stuff. I've more just been on the production side, but I hate like relying on vocalists and stuff for my songs.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to like switch things up a little bit and start doing everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you sing?
No.
I guess you don't really need
you
to
don't,
be.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like,
I just like, if I put autotune on my voice, I'm like, damn,
yeah,
this is dope.
Exactly.
He like, showed me some of this stuff. It's not like you wouldn't even expect it. Like it's actually like dope.
Really?
Yeah. He was.
Are you like using Melodyne to like
fix like auto tune and stuff?
Yeah.
Like
it's
a lot
unique. Like it was really unique too. Like
damn,
really?
You would not expect it.
Really? Yeah, damn, I want to hear this shit.
Yeah. Well, I guess that gives me more confidence to do it. But it's almost like the confidence thing right now. I've never even considered like doing vocals on anything.
Yeah.
So it's just like a scary thing.
Yeah.
And it sounds super cringy to me right now.
It's
But apparently it doesn't to other people. Like I've showed a few people and they say it sounds good, but I don't know. I almost just need to sit down and like lock myself in a room for 2 months and figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like I'll have a better idea.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's sort of what I'm trying to do right now.
It's funny how like cringy listening to your own voice.
Exactly.
100%.
It's just such a, like, I feel like it's such a big step to actually like buy a mic and like even record like the stupidest shit. Like I'm just right now I'm in the process of just like I'll like make a beat and then like make a chorus, make a verse, just like really, really fast. Just like get the practice of like actually like writing a whole song and like, like I'll record something and I'll listen back and I'm like, oh my God, what are you even saying? Like it's just voice sounds awful and but it's just like, I don't know. I feel like eventually you get better at that shit. Maybe.
Totally.
Hopefully I will. I don't know.
Like it took me a couple months to even get past the point of sort of humming into the mic and like really like being comfortable with writing things down and like
even writing lyrics
exactly
like that can be cringy as fuck.
Yeah.
I'm like, what am I trying to do here? Like,
yeah,
like if I write anything that's not funny, I'm like, just like, what are you doing? Like, just go back to the realm, but I'm saying like, even like, you know, sometimes with the shit that I'm making in my room alone, I'll just be like, oh, okay, well, I'll make a serious song.
Yeah.
And I'll write, and I'm like, this is so corny. What are you doing? Go back to comedy. What the fuck is this? Go back to dick jokes. This is what you know.
Yeah.
This is what people know you for.
So that's yeah. Funny. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, like, I remember even looking at the most popular lyrics like ever written, and I'm just like, if you read them as a poem, they're super cringy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you can look at The Weeknd's lyrics, yeah, and they're like, what is this? Like, is he actually singing this?
Yeah. It's like the it's like the style that you do it in, I guess, that exactly makes it like not cringy.
Totally. Maybe. Yeah.
Totally.
100%.
And almost, yeah, when you're hearing them over a track, it's just, it's normal. It's like, it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I used to find like really vocalizing and like projecting my voice to be cringy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just like, you know, because I would always be real quiet and like, wait, I could go louder than this, but when I would try it, it was just like, what are you doing, man? Like,
and then what changed? You just kept doing it?
I just, yeah, I guess I tried singing on this song because I used to do like more like rap. Not, I mean, it was like melodic type of rap, but it wasn't like really like trying to hit notes, and I still would not call myself a singer at all. Like, I need pitch correction. Like, I need, you know, just the normal stuff. But yeah, I guess people fucked with a song that I put out like basically like a year ago now.
Okay.
It's Dead Man Wonderland. And that that kind of just gave me confidence, like he was talking about. Like, you kind of need that confidence from other people, because I was like, this is shit. Like, so.
Exactly. Yeah, like, I always feel like once I put out a song with my own vocals on it, it'll be so much easier moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's such a new thing from everyone.
Yeah.
Like, everyone expects some like female singer on my songs right now.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's going to be weird, but.
Have you had a male on your songs?
I don't know, actually. I might have not. That's kind of weird. Wow. I've definitely made some and been in like sessions with male vocalists, but I don't know if I've released anything. But yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy, man.
That's the goal.
That's crazy.
Have you played any shows?
Nah.
No, never.
Nah. I mean, technically, yeah, I have. Like, but it was way before I was like, I had any type of following. It was at a hookah lounge. Shout out to the hookah lounge.
Okay.
But yeah, that was, I was like, I think I just turned 18. So,
okay.
Yeah, it was really bad. But yeah. It's okay.
What do you do when you, like, were you singing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, the songs I had back then were more rap, so I wasn't really singing, and I was doing it with a homie I had at the time.
Okay.
But yeah. Like, we got our whole entire, like, senior high school class to come.
Really?
At a hookah lounge, too, so they definitely were not allowed to let a lot of the people in, because a lot of the kids were, like, 17.
Okay, yeah.
But, it was cool.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And when you're playing a show right now, is it just a DJ set? Like, it...
Yeah, well, I play, like, sort of live, so I play through Ableton.
Yeah.
And, like, launch audio clips and stuff.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Do you play with the fucking, session
view? Yeah.
You play with the session view, really?
I do, yeah.
Keep talking, I gotta restart this.
It's super weird, but
like, no one ever fucking uses it.
I know. I didn't use it until I tried to learn how to play live.
I confused the shit out of me when I first
started
using Ableton. Like, no, in college, I've tried learning Ableton like six times.
Damn.
This is the only time that I've actually stuck with it, because in college I'm like trying to make music with the session view, and I'm like, what is, like, I don't know what, like, it's like, I don't know. It's good for like making patterns and shit, but I was like, this is too intimidating.
Yeah.
I gotta.
What is
it's like this weird other view that doesn't have the like sequencer thing, or I don't
it's not like
it's
a linear
called.
Way of it's like more,
it's like these weird loop sections that you can like insert clips into.
It's kind
super
of
weird.
It's kind of like an FL, like the little beat making fucking thing.
So you like you, where you like draw in stuff?
It's it's like you make MIDI clips and then you can like rearrange them and play them with other MIDI clips, and it's like for like establishing
all,
patterns.
They're all
like
synced to one tempo, so you like play the session and then the MIDI clips like play in the same sequence. It's super weird.
I don't know how to explain it.
I was stuck in that for like 2 years when I started producing too. Yeah. I didn't know the other session thing existed.
I know.
It was super
weird. Only time I was when our producer for like our rap shit, he works in Ableton, and he like opened it one time during a session and switched over to the thing. I'm like, wait, you don't use the, he's like, no, nobody uses that. I was like, well, fucking somebody could have fucking told me that 5 years ago.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
I feel like every Ableton user goes through that problem,
but you actually use it in live shows.
Yeah. It's great for live shows because you can sync clips to like that tempo.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, so that makes sense.
Yeah. So if I have one song that's like a few BPM faster than the other, I can like sync them together and then change the master tempo.
Right.
And it's also cool because sometimes I'll like export the drums from one song, export the synths from another.
Yeah.
And I can sort of like transition them through like syncing two different parts together.
Gotcha.
And I also mute like the drums and synths from some of my songs too, so I can play them live. Like I have a drum pad thing that I play, like a drum sample pad and a keyboard and like some random cymbals. But
so you opening for what's the guy's name? Autograph?
Autograph. Okay. I'm playing like right before them. So they're just taking me around, like getting into all the markets, I guess.
Is it fun being on tour?
It's fun, but it's definitely a lot too.
Yeah.
And I'm at a weird point right now that I sort of like I was saying, I kind of want to switch what I'm doing up a little bit.
Yeah.
So I almost just want to be home, like locked in my room.
Making music.
Yeah.
Excited
yeah.
to get to work on it.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah. Because I haven't been home much for the past few months, like a few days at a time. Yeah. So you come home and like sleep for a day and then you get like one day off and then have to leave again.
Yeah.
But
what's the coolest show? I guess
the coolest show
you've played so far.
I played Terminal 5 in New York on New Year's Eve.
Okay,
it's like this big airplane hangar.
That's sick.
With Grammatic, it was like his headline show or whatever. And it was really cool. Yeah. It was like sold out, like 3,000 capacity venue.
Holy fuck!
It was crazy. Yeah. The show was great, but the trip actually sucked.
Why?
Because the hotel got booked like right near Times Square.
Okay.
On New Year's Eve.
Oh, damn.
And the hotel was just filled with like these foreign like families that were trying to come for New Year's Eve, like complaining about their hotel rooms and like really like cranky moms that are like trying to, I don't know. It was just, it was crazy.
Damn,
but,
hotel around Times Square.
Yeah,
it must have been like $5,000 to.
I don't know, but we weren't even playing near Times Square.
Really?
So I was just like, why is this a thing?
Yeah.
Like they shut down the whole few block radius around the hotel.
Yeah.
And there were like no cabs or Ubers, so I had to drag all my gear like 8 blocks in the snow. And it was just like a terrible experience, but the show was amazing.
Yeah,
it was worth it. Yeah.
Was it this New Year's Eve?
Yeah, just this past New Year's.
Yeah. Nice.
It was cool.
So do you have like Ramzoid fans that come to the...
Yeah.
By the way, is that your real last name?
No.
Okay,
my
okay.
name is Lopez.
Okay.
L-O-P-E-S.
For some reason, name. I thought it was Julian Ramzoid.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be a crazy laugh.
I know. I was like, this is a sick dude was just born with a DJ name. Like just... He's meant to do EDM.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not, but...
And so do you have like Ramzoid fans that'll show up to the
show? Totally.
That's dope.
Like more now, especially that my fan base has been growing more.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot more that I'll meet at the shows. That's like the best part, honestly, like meeting people after.
Yeah.
Just talking to people. It's cool.
Yeah, it is. It is fucking cool, man. It is. Do you ever get like recognized or anything?
Yeah. I mean, depends on where I am. It'll be like random places. People will be like, yo, man, you're the guy that made Ugly God beautiful. And, like, I went to, you know, Camp Flognaw. Like,
yeah.
Tyler, the Creator's thing. Yeah, I went there. And in the Playboi Carti crowd, like alone, there was like 15 to 20 people. And it was like a mosh pit. So I'd be flying around. Like 1 second, some people like, yo, you're the guy that did 2 minutes. And I just... like
no way
fly around and think another guy like it'd be crazy. So that's really cool. That's also like really humbling to just see people like that recognize you.
I think it's the opposite of humbling. I mean, it's like absolutely the most like inflating thing ever.
Totally.
I fucking love when it happens because it's such like an ego boost.
It's like
especially when it happens like around other people.
Yeah,
it's like I'm not even gonna pretend to like downplay this.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's fucking dope.
My waiter at Cheesecake Factory last night recognized me.
Really?
No way.
Yeah. He like sat us down at the table and he's like, wait, are you Ramzoid? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, yo, I love your music. It's always better when they know your music
versus
videos.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, you know my videos, but nothing else.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
I mean, it's awesome, but it's cool.
That's super dope.
Totally agree on that.
So are you like, what's the goal, I guess, with, are you guys going to keep, do you enjoy doing the videos on YouTube or is it just kind of like a, like, is it fun, I guess, to like do the XXX Tentacion turned so, happy stuff?
Yeah,
like
that type of stuff is fun just because I actually enjoy like remixing songs.
Yeah.
But like doing the stuff, like knowing that I'm just doing it to get views.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
yeah,
that's kind of just like, oh, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
It's like, I know in the future I'm probably just going to end up like taking it down.
Yeah.
But like. Like just like recreating songs in like 2 minutes, like that kind of just like, for me personally, I'm like, this is kind of lame, you know, because that's actually just taking like other artists' popularity, I feel personally.
But yeah.
Yeah, I enjoy remixing.
This is, you have to do that though, you know? There's
yeah,
like,
I know, there's totally, no right or wrong way. And like, I think that's like more just pride for me, like just like, oh man, why am I doing this?
Yeah,
like, it's like the artistry thing.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
Yeah, I know. And it's like, it doesn't explain, like, it's not like you're not like staying true.
Yeah.
But it's like at the end of the day, like if you're, you know, if you take someone that's trending like XXX and you make one of his, it's like a starting point to a project.
Yeah.
No, you know, 100%. You got to find the inspiration somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
You might as well be a place where people are going to watch it just naturally because, exactly. And it's not like using the person's, it's just like a convenient like way to have people watch like a creative thing that you're doing. Like you'll need a creative starting point for anything, right?
Yeah, but no, that's like the thing I have in my mind. It 100% is like me using this. I'm like, okay, this person is trending. Let me just...
Yeah, but the XXX thing turned out to be an amazing song, in my opinion. I'm like, I can't stop listening to that. I wish you would just fucking loop it so that it's 5 minutes long and I don't have to repeat it every time.
It gets more plays when I do that on SoundCloud. So yeah, I always do that. Gotcha. I'll keep it like under a minute. But
Yeah,
no, I could see that. But like, just like in my mind, the intention going in is just like, all right, this is going to get views. I'm putting out a single in a few weeks. Like that's,
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean it's fun.
Because you guys do that. You guys both do like Post Malone, XXX, like
you just
like 6ix9ine. Like it's just like the But I love it. It's like as much as you like someone coming up with something from nothing, it's also like I love, like that's why remixes and shit are so dope.
Yeah.
Because it's like something that's already popular for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You're putting your own spin on it.
Totally.
And I don't think that's not genuine.
No, I always try to put like my own style sort of back into it.
Yeah.
So like,
I mean, you guys are naturally familiar.
Yeah. So,
but that's the biggest, I guess, sorry to interrupt, but that's like the biggest thing, I guess, question. Like I've been to like, you know, VidCon and shit like that. And people will be like on panels and be like, how do I start YouTube? And everyone's just like, talk about trending shit. And it's like, you just have to, it's the only way in this day and age with this, like just saturation of content where you can get anything noticed, I guess. I don't
For
know.
Real. Sure. Like a creative take on trending content.
Yeah.
Is like the way right now.
I feel.
Yeah.
And it makes sense because it's like no one wants to talk about something that no one else is talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Unless you're like,
it's just like that universal thing kind of, I guess, like that makes it appealing to everybody.
Yeah.
So like someone that's not even into producing will still try to watch our videos.
Yeah.
That's like the goal, I think.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
Like a general fan of music should be able to check it out and still enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Totally. You guys were working on a song together. That's what you were telling me about.
Yeah. So we actually had one. So when was it that we first went to the...
Yeah. It was like...
In August.
Something like that. So like a while ago.
So
yeah.
We were working on this song for like 6 months. Just back and forth. And we've both just been kind of busy throughout like the whole entire thing. So it didn't obviously take 6 months to make one song.
Yeah. Like we would go in for a couple days at a time, on it.
What does that, like, what does that mean? You're working on it back and forth. You guys sending each other the file?
Yeah.
Okay. Like we would send ideas back and forth, audio files and like give sort of direction to each other, like where we're thinking of taking it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But we initially started it in LA in like a studio in August.
Really nice studio too.
Yeah.
Like the deer like coming up to the window and stuff. That was wild.
Wait,
like
what?
It was, where was it?
Glendale.
Okay. Nice. It was like on top of this weird like hill thing, and there were all these deer that kept walking by the window while
Deer in LA. Yeah.
I guess so.
Like all slobbering too. Every single one of those deer were just mad drooled.
Rabid deer.
Yes.
In Glendale.
Like
all right, watch out, people. If you're in Glendale, watch out for these rabid deer.
Shout out to the deer.
We got a lot of shout outs this episode. Yeah. Demi Lovato, rabid deer.
Someone needs to round them up in the comments.
Yep. Yeah.
But yeah, so we were sending that back and forth like to up to six months. And I think your manager had like an older version of the song that he showed to Spotify, and like Spotify kind of like dug. I mean, this is what my guy told me. So I'm
One of the main like Spotify playlist dudes. I don't know if we talked about this, but I was just like browsing through Instagram stories one day and he was like playing it on his Instagram story. And I was like, what? How did you get this?
What?
It was super weird. Yeah.
That's weird. Shout out to that guy.
Yeah, shout out to Austin Kramer. You're the man. But we'll have something better for you soon.
Yeah, that song was trash too. Like that, like the version that they had, in my opinion. I don't know. Like
I mean, I didn't mind it, but at the same time, like
we can make something way better. Like, our chemistry wasn't even there. Like that first day that we like worked on one beat for like 8 hours.
Yeah.
That's how you could tell when just like, you know,
it wasn't
it was
really
like, you know, it was just dragged out for like way too long.
Yeah. Okay.
And then we were like working on it for 6 months. And there was one beat that he sent me and like the next day I like got back to him with like a full, like, I mean, it wasn't
so there's
full
some
song.
Shit that just like flows. You're like, this is it. Totally. And there's other shit where you're. Do you think like when you have something that you're like, you know, it's kind of like monotonous and you're working on it for a long time, doesn't really feel like you're it's going anywhere. Do you think you ever get to a point where it's like, all right, now you find a certain melody or something where it's like
it sometimes. Depends.
Yeah.
It depends. Yeah.
But I feel like most of the time the best shit happens when you just make it in like 30 minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like you're not sick of it.
Yeah.
It just
comes together super quick, like naturally.
It's important to be like really invested in like the song that you're putting out. And like the less time you spend on it, the less like sick of it you'll be.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be like more into it, like more in tune with like the song you just made.
Hmm.
So that's like important. And we worked on like 7 or 8 different songs like these like past 2 days.
I was just down in OC for the first like 2 days I was here and we just worked on a bunch of shit.
That was fun.
Anything cool? Anything?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So we got some stuff on the way now.
Hell yeah.
I'm excited for that.
You should fucking shoot music videos for your shit.
So I actually have one like ready.
Okay.
I just don't know how to roll it out.
Just put all you got to do is go to YouTube and then you go to public.
Like, the thing is like I'm trying to, you know, build that. So that's why I've been like posting again kind of just like weekly. And I'm trying to put it out hopefully early April.
For Carousel?
No, it's for an older song.
Okay.
And if I did Carousel, it should have been like within that, like that 2 weeks after it came out.
Do a video for it.
Depends. I don't know.
Okay.
Everything's kind of like we did shoot one for it.
Okay.
It's just I haven't like wrapped it up or anything.
Oh.
Yeah. We shot it in Arizona. So yeah, it was really random. But
you should do it, man. I feel like I feel like it's never like too late. Like
definitely
with something like that, it'll be like people are gonna watch it regardless. Yeah, if you like the song, it's like people are gonna watch it.
Yeah. But I have one for like an older song that I just, I'm still thinking about when exactly I'm going to drop it because I'm going to drop a single on April 11th.
Oh, nice.
Now. Yeah.
You got another one coming out.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm trying to like kind of gauge the time in between.
Yeah.
So I don't want to put it too close to each other.
Right.
Yeah. But that's basically that.
How do you guys start a track?
That's a good question.
I don't even know. It depends. Sometimes we'll just sit down and like grab a keyboard, make a weird melody, and then like start building from there. Sometimes we could have an idea already laying around. Like one of our tracks, I had this like beat and it was almost two different beats, but it was in one and I played it for him and you really liked the second half of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we just grabbed the second half and like turned that into a new song. He started doing vocals. And
yeah.
Or I guess like individually, when you sit down, like in your bedroom alone, like what's the first thing you do?
So I just kind of like do things as fast as I can, like in the very beginning, because if you just spend too much time fucking around, there's always a better sound that you can find.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess like kind of just getting the idea out. And so just if it sounds kind of like in the direction that you want, like I'll go put like distortion on the keyboard and just play some keys that will work together and then just build on top of that. And then that first layer towards the end will not even be there. Like the first 10 layers I lay down won't even be there. And like the rest is just the song. So yeah, it's kind of just good to get your ideas out like as quick as you can, rather than spending time trying to find like the perfect sound or the perfect melody. I think that's what's important.
I agree.
Yeah. And just muting like whatever as you go along, adding and subtracting, I guess.
Yeah, because sometimes the first idea you start out with won't even end up being like part of the song.
Right.
Yeah. Like sometimes I'll start with some chord progression or something and build things on top of it, but then leave out like the original chord progression.
Yeah,
for me, that's
the other stuff sounds
cooler.
You just
need something to jump off of.
Yeah.
For me, that's like most of the time, honestly. Just like I never end up with like the idea I started with.
Yeah.
Which is like bizarre, but that's usually how it works for me.
Yeah, same here for the most part. Sometimes I'll start with drums and stuff, just like program some drums in.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, I don't actually play much of my stuff like on keyboards and
for the
MIDI
video.
Pads.
It's just all drawn in.
All drawn in.
Yeah.
Like it's just, I just do it in the videos so people can see. It's more entertaining to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of boring without it, I feel.
Yeah, totally.
I don't think many producers actually like play their drums and stuff unless, you know.
Unless, yeah,
it's just not some, like that practical.
Totally. You know, yeah. Almost. You have to like set up the MIDI pad and like drop the drums into the
drum rack. Yeah. It's fucking, just,
Yeah.
But sometimes I do it just because it's fun to.
Totally.
Like, yeah. Beat when the song's like record a beat in.
Yeah.
No, that's fun.
For sure.
Yeah. That's funny, man. How do you like LA?
I like it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would actually move here or anything yet, but I really like it in spurts of like a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
That's been what has been working for me.
Okay.
Lately. Yeah.
And you just come here to write music or what?
Yeah. Like some days I'll be in sessions with like other artists producing for people. And some days I'll just link up with like friends that I've met out here.
Cool. Do you get paid for sessions where you're producing for other people or do you get paid when the song is actually used?
Yeah, you get paid in royalties.
Okay.
But I don't know. It's always cool being in like a nice studio and playing around with stuff.
Yeah. When you guys were in Glendale, was that a studio that you guys just rented? Or was that like a session?
I forget how it happened. I think my manager like hit someone up.
Yeah.
Because everyone...
It was free. There was like, dude, there's fucked up deer all around that place.
Just take
it. You don't even want to go there. You can use it if you can make it in the door.
Exactly.
Like some dude's house, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And like, there was like a basketball or tennis court. Like
yeah,
on top
it was
of
crazy.
It.
I don't know what it was, but it was cool. Yeah. LA is like so small, I find.
What?
Like, not
it's
small.
It's the last thing it is.
Not small, but like congested. I don't know, just in the industry, I find like... Almost every person you talk to, you find out some weird thing about how they know someone else you know.
Everyone knows each other.
Yeah,
that's what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
Some guy that like got my start basically, shout out to Johnny Pearson. He knows him. Like he like helped me get like my first like big song.
Really?
Yeah, it was like the first time I ever had like a song under a label. And it's an indie label.
Okay.
So yeah. He like knows like the guy. I was like, what? That's like the guy that like got me started, you know, like song wise, not YouTube career kind of thing, but yeah.
Huh. It is weird. I feel people like, because people move here for a specific thing.
Exactly.
And then
it's
really not like the people that are actually doing a certain thing consistently, like a creative whatever, is like all the same people, you know? Mm-hmm. There's people that will move here and try for like a month and then decide they don't want to do that shit anymore.
Everyone that's permanently here is like sort of established.
So what are you gonna do then? Just stay in PEI or are you gonna move to
I don't mind PEI right now, honestly.
Isn't it
especially
far from everything? Like
it sucks traveling.
Yeah.
Because you have to connect through like Montreal or Toronto.
Okay.
So it's that extra step.
Yeah.
And it's also pretty expensive because you have that tiny airport in PEI that you need to fly out of.
Yeah.
And you always have to fly out at like 5 a.m.
Okay.
So that sucks.
Yeah, that
but
fucking sucks.
It's honestly kind of nice going back there after traveling and just like chilling out.
Yeah.
Because there's no like music industry shit there.
Uh-huh.
It just
super,
seems super
small.
Chill and, like,
yeah, it's chill. There's nothing there.
Yeah.
Like I have some friends from home. It's just the chill spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mind it right now. I could see myself moving somewhere eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Even like Toronto or something.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's big.
Toronto would be dope.
Yeah.
Toronto's really cool.
Totally. Yeah.
I went there late last year and hadn't been there in like 10 years or whatever. And I was like, this is just like New York, but
totally. Yeah.
Cleaner.
It's nice.
And cooler. Plus you have your plants in PEI.
Very true.
What's up with the plants? What's up with the plants? What's up with that? I know it's like a giant meme on your channel, but it does seem like you have more and more plants every single time. Actually, that was my first impression when I first found your videos.
Yeah.
The very first thing I thought was like, this dude has a lot of plants.
Just didn't know about the meme.
No, I was like, this guy just got a lot of plants.
Should I spill the beans about the plants?
Okay.
Well, there's not really anything to it. Like
content.
I just had like a plant in my corner, like in one of my first videos, and someone commented about it. So I like added another one.
Like as a joke or like?
Yeah, just like to see what would happen.
Okay.
I was just like, are they going to keep commenting? I like took plants from downstairs, like in other rooms and just put them. Like the plants aren't even there when I'm not making videos.
Yeah.
Like I just add them to the back because it's funny.
Dude, that is really funny.
And then I just started.
So you're in on the joke then?
Yeah.
I thought it was just your room just looked like a jungle.
No.
Just like was your style. I don't know.
It just became like my brand, I guess.
Wow.
Unintentionally. I just randomly started adding more plants to my videos and then people started commenting more and more.
Huh.
And here we are.
Yeah.
There you go. There's the secret.
There's
behind
the
plants.
The plants.
He's in on it.
Yep.
He's pulling a fast one on you guys. He doesn't actually live in a jungle.
I bet you wanted something else than that. Yeah. But
and the meme on your channel that you never smile.
Yeah.
But you're a pretty smiley dude. You've been smiling the whole time.
I'm a very smiley guy, actually, which is really weird because, no, the thing is, so, like, the first, like, 2-minute video I did, which is, like, the first, like, kind of, like, me getting my start on the YouTube channel.
Which one?
It was Future's Mask Off.
Okay.
And in that video,
I watched
it was
that
just,
one.
Yeah, it was just so awkward because I was, like, trying to, like, talk to the camera. I'm like, what am I doing?
It's weird, right?
I'm, like,
it's the most unnatural thing in the entire world.
Exactly. Like, no one really knows that. And, like, I was like, what am I? Like, I was, like, trying to kind of conform to, like, the whole YouTube personality. Like, hey, what's up, guys?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Welcome, you know? And then,
what's up, guys? If you're new here, subscribe, like, leave a comment.
Smash that like button.
Smash it.
Yeah. So a lot of people would just be like, yo, this guy's like mad awkward. And then I was kind of just like getting over like doing that whole thing. So I would just talk very straight face. And then all these comments kind of are like, yo, why is this guy not smiling? Like, can he move his face? Like,
and, move his face. Yeah,
that's what
his
it was.
His face muscles are frozen.
Yeah, this dude has just got tons of Botox. He can't smile.
No, the funny thing, I can't even look someone in the eyes for like too long without smiling. So like, what's it called? That kind of just like took off, and that became my brand almost. You know?
Yeah, totally.
So
now you can never smile.
He's not allowed.
You're not allowed to anymore. Yeah. Otherwise, it's gonna fuck up your channel. People are like, I'm out of here, man.
Loses I'm here. 1,000 subscribers.
Exactly.
In
no,
one
it gives
video.
You
yeah. I was here for
about.
Your pouty face, not this shit. I don't know what this happy shit is.
It gives people something to talk about, definitely, because that's like what half the comments are, and it's beautiful, honestly.
Yeah. No, I think that shit's important. Like little like jokes and like memes. Like no matter
you
what
have,
you're
like,
doing.
You have like the old thing, right?
Yeah. Then that wasn't even my doing, man. That's just
how did that happen?
I don't know. Oh well. I think it was just like in a video one time, someone said something about me, or maybe it was me.
Okay.
I mentioned something about like, I'm too old for the internet or something because when I really started doing YouTube, I was 25, I think. Now I'm 27.
27? What?
Yeah.
You look a lot younger than 27.
Yeah.
Really?
I wouldn't have expected that.
Yeah. I was wondering, you commented on the XXX video and people were like, yo, this guy's like old, like this old man out of here. I was like, what the fuck are they saying? Like, how old
like
are you?
50 or
I was like waiting till you said your age on here. I was like, okay.
Yeah, I'm like 38. Yeah.
It's like, damn, bro.
Doing my thing.
It's like, why
but that's why, like,
him?
Even when I was 25, I felt like, because like everyone else was like young as fuck. And I'm like, I'm on YouTube, like, you know, I just feel like, I came from like having a real career and I switched into, it just like felt weird. So I made a comment of myself being old and I think it just weirdly stuck from that moment. People just keep saying that shit. And then I'll embrace it every once in a while. And cause I think it's like kind of funny, but like sometimes it like fucks up, like, cause I act too.
Right.
And so I've had like people, like, I guess like, I think even like the first time I met my agent, he was like, why does everyone call you old in the comments? And I was like, this shit is like effectively fucking with my career now because it's a joke and like people are on my channel being like, oh, people hate this guy. They think he's super old. Like
no one likes him because he's too old.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's and funny. Yeah, it's kind of like, it's kind of starting to decrease a little bit.
Yeah.
Like it's, I don't want to fucking jinx it. Now it's going to be back.
Mad.
Yeah. Just
everyone
hundreds
in the comments
of comments.
Of yeah. Old man. But
yeah, so that's a little meme on my channel. Who do you guys like get inspired by, I guess, like artist wise, music wise?
I came up kind of from like a alt rock kind of like background. I wasn't like big in like hip hop until probably like 5th grade.
Okay.
Like got into Lil Wayne and stuff, just like how everybody else
did
around my age. Right now, I'd say Lil Uzi Vert. Like, I really like Lil Uzi Vert and just everything he's doing. It's just
fucking
super dope,
great, man.
Yeah, no, like, his songs are super catchy, and I hated him at first.
Yeah.
And every single song has just grown on me to, like, I really like it. Like,
yeah, same
I
here.
I didn't like Money Longer.
I didn't either, because there's, like, some like things that are offbeat.
Yes,
in that song,
and that
pit, you know
yes,
I mean?
Yes, that pissed me off so much.
Yeah.
I really don't like that, like, trend in rap, like, right now, at least.
Being
Playboi Carti does that too a lot. Like, they're just like a little bit offbeat, and I think it's because when you're recording, it's like you
just don't move it back. Yeah. There's like latency.
Yeah, no, there's like, no, it would be sometimes people would be like in front of, like,
no, yeah,
they just jump the beat. They're like anticipating it. So they like, and it happened to me when I was like first recording too, and I was like, oh my God, this is why people do this. Now I get it.
Yeah.
I feel like it's almost intentional with those guys though.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
But
there's this fucking group. who is it? They're on the, I think they're signed to Kendrick's like label and they're on the Black Panther Bay Area SLB. Guys. Yes, yeah. Dude. Oh, they do that in all their songs.
Yeah.
They're rapping totally before the beat. And I'm like, I can't, like, it fucks up a part of my brain. I can't listen to it.
No, I only heard that one song that was on the Black Panther album, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, their flow even is just, it seems like it's almost meant for that, though.
Yeah. No, I agree. It's just, I don't know. Yeah. It's maybe I'm too old for that.
Yeah, I hated Playboi Carti when he first came out, but 100%. Now I'm like a huge fan.
Yeah. So weird. I love his shit, man.
Same. I remember thinking like, oh man, I'll never be into this like new rap shit, but it happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you ever rap?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Famous ad lib.
I don't know. Not seriously, but like I would do like a verse on my song or something.
Yeah.
Like I would never consider myself like a rapper or anything, but I mean, I would record something.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Have you guys ever sent like beats to like any big rappers or anything? Or had anyone else rap over your shit?
No.
Okay.
I mean, not like within like the past year, really.
Yeah.
But like before everything, like I'd send beats around, but no, not anything like.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've like sent shit around, but nothing that's really been placed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Who are you getting inspired by? Like, is it the same thing?
Like, for a while, it was sort of half and half, like hip-hop rap and like EDM, like Skrillex and people like that. Lately, the electronic stuff has become really dry for me. Like, I don't know if you guys know like the future bass thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But all of it just sounds the same. Mm-hmm. And it's like super uninspiring.
Really? Yeah.
Like,
I'm like so new on that wave, like a future bass. Yeah. Like it's just like really cute, like adorable music, basically. Mm. That's just like electronic.
Like these synths and
so
stuff.
So cool to me still. Yeah.
But yeah.
What's a good example of a song that's future bass?
Like almost what the Chainsmokers did, like with the few of their big hits.
Okay.
They brought it really to the mainstream.
Yeah.
So I've found like the EDM sort of thing has been really dry to me lately, so I've been more into the hip-hop side.
Okay.
And even just like indie music and alternative, like Travis Scott.
That's not alternative music.
No, I know. I
kind of like the indie shit, like Taylor Swift, you know.
People are gonna roast me now, but I was going back to the hip-hop stuff, like older Travis Scott, older Kanye is like prime. Indie wise, like King Cruel.
Oh, yeah.
There's these guys called Jadu Heart. They're like sort of electronic-y indie. They're really dope.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
Dope. I'll look
that's,
them up.
Yeah, that's what's
for sure.
That's what I've been into lately, I would say.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
I just listen to a lot of hip hop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like everything. Wait, fucking, I gotta restart this.
Does it shut off after 30 minutes?
Yeah.
That's
like the memory card thing I was talking about.
It happens to me now too. I use my iPhone for the first like while.
To record? Yeah, you like just got a camera, didn't you?
Yeah, I just got a camera like a few weeks ago.
Okay. What a camera are you using?
Canon T6.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
This one.
Yeah.
I'm not super savvy with cameras, but that's the one that gets the job done.
What do you guys use to edit?
Final Cut.
Okay.
I use Premiere.
Yeah, you're like all Apple.
Yeah. Well, I
programs.
Can use Premiere too. Like I did a music video in Premiere.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, I use Premiere.
Yeah, in terms of music, just like hip hop shit. I'm trying to think of like who right now. I like 88 Glam a lot. You guys know that?
Yes. Yeah,
they're
I've been heavy
great,
into that
man.
Lately.
That like super fast tempo rap is like really really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shit like that. I don't know. So
yeah. Nice.
We'll probably wrap it up soon. Any advice to people making music or I guess doing YouTube or anything like that?
I would say like
<You're> like no.
No. Just keep doing like I'll always get questions like that, like how do you start or like any tips? And you literally just have to fuck around. When it comes to music, you literally just gotta just try and fuck around.
That's just
and
just
fail too.
Failing is a huge part.
Yeah.
Like your first 100 songs will probably be terrible, but you just got to stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, don't be scared to like develop your own style.
Yeah.
Like that's a key thing. thing 100%. To do, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is like simple stuff, honestly. It's like, you just got to try it. That's it.
There you go. Just try.
Exactly.
Just
try. That's just try. Make sure you need one of those like twinkly things across the screen.
Just try. Just try. The more you know. Check out Aries and Ramzoid on SoundCloud, Spotify. Yeah. Go to their YouTube channels. Very entertaining. And anything else? Instagram.
Yeah. It's Aries.
It's Ramzoid Music on Instagram.
There you
check
go.
Check it out.
And thank you guys for joining me.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no worries, man.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. Peace.